The report makes plenty of suggestions, from ramping up enforcement efforts by the Railroad Commission to increasing pipeline safety oversight to changing the commission's name. Not surprisingly, a lot of Texans don't understand why the state agency that regulates oil and gas drilling is called the Railroad Commission. The name change is something Railroad Commission Chair Barry Smitherman says he can get behind.
In this time of increased oil and gas activity, I think we would be well served to have a name that is easy for the public to understand.
The report also recommends tighter fundraising restrictions for railroad commissioners. Ken Levine is the director of the Sunset Advisory Commission.
They take contributions from the industry, as other political officials do. And they serve six-year terms. And right now they can accept contributions throughout their six-year term.
To limit potential conflicts of interest, the report recommends that railroad commissioners only receive contributions during an 18-month time frame around an election. The official Railroad Commission response to the Sunset Report disagrees with that proposal, saying other state agencies should be held to the same standard. But Smitherman says he personally sees nothing wrong with the limit.
I think that that is a good policy. I think it's a policy that the commission has had in the past. I think it's one we could adopt ourselves. And we wouldn't need any kind of statutory change.
Some of the recommendations, like ramping up agency enforcement, could be handled, at least in part, in-house. Others, like changing the name of the Railroad Commission, will have to wait for legislative approval. Lawmakers will convene for the 83rd legislative session this January. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchelle.